a delight this morning to be with you once again.
再次跟弟兄姊妹们在一起，非常的喜乐。
I just want you to know how much I appreciate you as a body of believers.
作为身体里基督身体里面的一部分，我实在想表达我是多么的感恩，我们大家都是基督身体的一部分。
Okay. There's not a month that goes by that I don't brag about you to other people.
一个多月前，我没有太夸奖你们跟别人。
And so, as I talk to my other friends that I have opportunity, I tell them about what God does in our presence when we share with you.
我是在想跟别人分享。当我跟弟兄姊妹们一同分享的时候，主是如何的与我们同在。
I want you to know that I have been blessed by you more than I've probably blessed you.
我是在觉得跟弟兄姊妹们在一起，我所得到的祝福要超过我所能。
You have been a generous and loving group of people who I enjoy spending time with.
实在我觉得弟兄姊妹们是非常的有爱心，非常的有慷慨，跟大家在一起实在是很蒙福。
Later in my message this morning, I'll refer to our last time we were together.
接下来我分享今天的信息的时候，会提到上一次我们一起的时候。
I just want to take this moment to say I trust that as we conclude this morning that you meet my friends who have come to visit as well.
我想我们今天的聚会完了，我也非常盼望弟兄姊妹们能够与我们今天一同来的我的一些组内的朋友们，我们一同能够彼此有交通。
Rich and Jenny have a very different type of ministry than you've probably ever been a part of.
我们的Richard 和 Jenny 弟兄和 Richard 姊妹，他们有神给他的一份也特别的有份的服事。
They literally go to motorcycle rallies all over the country.
最近他们是坐摩托车是在全美啊。Yeah, 在全美国这样的整个巡回有这样一个服事。
They tell children the stories about Jesus with puppets and things that they hand out.
他们借着他们手里的他们的有些的工具，有些的玩具，来教导孩子们关于耶稣的故事。
They hold services for these motorcycle riders who some of them come with no belief at all.
实在是向着那些骑摩托车的那些的朋友们，他们原来对信仰这件事一点都不知道。我们的弟兄和姊妹也是服侍他们。
And there have been many who have come into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as their Savior.
很多人其中他们是在听到了福音，并且接受了耶稣基督为救主。
I encourage you to get to know them at the end of the service.
我想当我们聚会结束之后，实在愿意弟兄姊妹们与我们的弟兄和姊妹有交通，我们能够更多的彼此了解。
Again, this morning, my heart and our hearts have been blessed by the hymns that we have sung.
实在我的心也被今天我们诗歌中所唱的这些赞美的诗歌和触动。
As they relate to the love of God and who He is and what He has done for us.
实在从诗歌中让我们实在看到主爱我们，我们爱主，他为我们做了一些什么。
As I listen to you read the scripture together, how encouraging that was to hear the words of the scriptures read.
当我们一同来读约翰福音二十章这些经文的时候，实在里面也非常的得到激励。
My message is taken from the passage of scripture that we read together this morning.
今天的信息要从刚才我们所读的经文开始。
Every year, Christians pause to remember an event that changed history. Every year, Christians pause to remember things that changed history.
每一年基督徒们都会来停下来，我们来纪念一下这改变整个人类历史的这样的一些事。
Whether you call it Easter or Resurrection Sunday.
不管你称它为怎么称它，反正有一个叫复活节的日子。
It's a day of rejoicing.
这是一个欢喜快乐的日子。
We tell the amazing account of the Lord Jesus' victory over the grave.
我们是在在这个日子里，我们要诉说，我们要庆祝主耶稣怎么他是战胜了坟墓。
Christians have been celebrating Resurrection Day since the empty tomb was first discovered.
当这个的空坟墓被发现之后，基督徒们开始来庆祝主的复活。
The good news that Jesus Christ physically rose from the dead powerfully rocked the first century world.
实在在整个的第一个世纪，实在当主耶稣他从坟墓里他复活了之后，实在改变了那个时代。
Today, the truth of that event is important to billions of Christians.
是在今天来说，这个重大的事件，是在影响着、改变着数十亿的人。
Maybe the question to ask this morning is, why do Christians believe Jesus literally and bodily rose from the grave?
我想今天也选个问题，我们说我们为什么要相信我们的主他是肉身他是复活的？
The answer to that question is a crucial answer, which can be found by explaining the testimonies of those who first saw him.
我想这一件的事可以说我们怎么来搞清楚呢？可以我们去跟询问一下当初他们见证主耶稣复活的那些的人。
Mary Magdalene was the first one to notify Jesus' disciples of the empty tomb that she had discovered earlier in the morning.
摩大拉的玛利亚，她那天早晨他发现空坟墓这件事，他是第一个去告诉门徒的。
She came to the tomb alone.
他独自来到了坟墓。
She was distraught and weeping, and she took a closer look.
他到那个时候，他非常的忧伤，他也哭泣了，然后他仔细的来看那个空坟墓。
Studying the interior, she noticed two angels sitting at either end of the rock body bench.
然后呢，他看到有两位天使坐在那里。
Although she heard them ask why she was weeping, the significance of their presence escaped her.
那时候他们问他为什么要来哭泣，但是他还是有点被天使所惊讶到。
Being very distracted.
那时候他有些不安。
She answered, "They have taken away the Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him."
那时候他回答说，他们把主耶稣的身体拿走了，我不知道放到哪里去了。
Without waiting for a reply,
还没有等得及听到回答，
she turned to leave and came face to face with Jesus.
她就转身能够与主面对面的相遇。
But there was a tragedy; she failed to recognize him.
但是这实在是一件实在是个是个悲剧。他主耶稣与他面对面，他所想看到的主耶稣与他面对面，但是他不能认出来。
Then he spoke her name, and she immediately recognized him.
然后主耶稣称呼了名字，他马上就能够认出。
In a split second, her grief turned to ultimate joy.
在一刹那间，他的忧伤变成了欢喜。
She grabbed him and wouldn't let him go.
他抓住主耶稣，不想让主离开。
In that moment, Mary Magdalene became the first person to experience the reality of Jesus had indeed risen from the dead.
所以那样摩大拉的玛利亚就成了第一位真实的第一个见证主从死里复活这一事实的人。
What changed for her?
什么改变了她？
She heard his voice.
她听见了主的声音。
She saw his face.
她看见了主的脸。
She touched his glorified body.
她摸到了主的荣耀的身体。
He was alive.
主耶稣复活了。
There were others who saw him as well.
其他还有人也见到了复活的主。
Mary was not the only one to see Jesus after his resurrection.
摩大拉的玛利亚不是唯一的一位主耶稣复活之后见到他的人。
Our scripture passage says later that day he appeared to people while walking home from Jerusalem.
圣经告诉我们，在那天下午，主耶稣他行走的时候，遇见了从耶路撒冷来的人。
One was Cleophas.
One. 一个名叫格罗巴。
The other had been possibly his wife Mary.
另外一个应该是格罗巴的他的太太。
Just listen,
玛利亚。
Just listen to this story.
我们就听一听这个故事。
Jesus talked with those who were disturbed.
主耶稣告诉了那一些，跟他们讲了，跟那一些里面有点被打扰的人。
As they walked, they listened.
当他们行走的时候，他们听见。
He explained to them all of the scriptures concerning himself.
主耶稣向他们来讲明了圣经中凡指向基督的话。
The risen Jesus was alive and walking with them.
主耶稣他复活，他这样活着，他跟他们行走的一个原因。
Arriving at the town of Emmaus.
他到达了一个以马忤斯的这个的小城。
They begged the stranger who they didn't recognize to stay with them and go to their home.
他们有两个人，他们遇见了主，他们认不出主，然后主跟他们一起到了他家。
Jesus joined them for the evening meal.
主耶稣在他们家里与他们共进晚餐。
And then he took the bread and he broke it and he gave it to them.
然后他把饼拨开递给他们。
And the Bible said at that moment their eyes were opened and they knew him.
圣经记载说，在那一时刻，他们的眼睛亮了，他们认出了主。
Without waiting another moment, they returned to Jerusalem.
他们没有多等，他们就回往耶路撒冷回去。
To report that they had seen Jesus alive.
他们去报告这个喜讯给大家，主耶稣复活了。
The Bible tells us later that evening that Jesus was seen by 10 disciples who were hiding from the authorities.
圣经告诉我们，那个晚上，主耶稣去了，门徒们有10个门徒，他们躲在一个屋子里，主耶稣到了那个屋子。
Can you get the picture? The doors were locked.
你能够想象这样一个图画吗？门是关着的。
He suddenly appeared in the room.
主耶稣突然出现在屋子里。
He showed them his scars in his hands, his feet, his side, and he ate with them.
主耶稣在那里向他们显明了他的手、他的脚、他的肋旁的伤痕，并且与他们一同吃饭。
The Jesus whom they thought was dead was indeed alive.
他们之前所看见的、所知道的主耶稣已经死了，如今复活了。
It was 8 days later when Jesus gathered with them again in the upper room, and he challenged Thomas to feel his hands.
8 days 以后，主耶稣在那幢屋的楼上，他再次与他们相遇。主耶稣挑战多马
to once again verify that he indeed was alive.
多马，你来证实一下。主耶稣实在是复活了。
The Bible tells us that there was another moment when Jesus was seen by his disciples. It was at the Sea of Galilee where they had been fishing.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣复活之后，在另外一个场合也遇见了门徒们，那是在加利利，门徒们在打鱼。
Jesus had built a fire, and when they came ashore, he cooked breakfast for a few of them with the fishes that they had caught.
当他们来到岸边的时候，主耶稣升起了火，并且帮他们烤他们所捕到的鱼。
The Bible tells us that over 500 people, brothers, had seen Jesus alive after his burial and resurrection.
圣经告诉我们，当主耶稣死埋葬之后，他复活了，有500多人见证他的复活。
Brothers and sisters, the resurrection was not a made-up event.
弟兄姊妹们，主的复活不是一个捏造出来的故事。
Jesus rose physically and bodily from the dead.
主耶稣他不光是主耶稣他是实实在在他身体复活了。
The facts are available for the world to see.
主耶稣这个复活的事实实在是经得起世人所来验证的。
He was crucified in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷被钉死。
He was placed in a tomb in Jerusalem that was guarded by Roman military.
他被 埋进一个空坟，一个新坟墓，在那里有罗马的兵丁看守。
Three days later, the greatest miracle in all of history happened. The tomb was empty.
三天以后，整个历史上最神奇的一件事发生了，就是坟墓成为空的。
He not only had appeared in the resurrection, his resurrection body to the disciples, but to a large group of people.
他不光将自己复活的身体向他的门徒们显明，并且他向一大群人显明。
As a result of that, the disciples began proclaiming his resurrection.
因着这一个，他的门徒们就开始传扬他的复活。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is non-negotiable, foundational for the fact of Christianity.
主耶稣从死里复活这件事情，它实在是我们今天所信仰的根基，不可置疑。
The historical record is available for investigation.
当我们要来做一些调查的时候，实在历史的这些的证据不容推翻。
The evidence is provided by eyewitness testimonies of the fact.
这一个的事实是被人所见证的。
Knowing the facts, however, is not enough.
但是当我们只是了解这个事实，远远不够。
The last verse that you read this morning in the scripture tells us the whole truth, does it not?
当我们今天读这一段圣经的时候，最后的一节告诉我们那真正的事实。
These things are written so that you may believe that Jesus Christ
写下这些事情是为了让你们因他的名能够信。
The Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name.
他是神的儿子，你们信他的名可以得生命。
Last month when I was here, after sharing with you from the message that God had laid on my heart, one of the sisters came up to me with one of the brothers and said, I would like to know more about this Jesus.
上一个月当我在这里分享好信息之后，完了之后，我里面的心里实在有个负担，有一个弟兄他带着一位女士来到我这里来问问题。
If you remember, the sister was visiting here from China.
后来那就是从大陆来的卢小荣姊妹。
We stood over there against the wall, and I told her about this Jesus who was alive.
我们坐在那里在墙的旁边，我们一同谈。我告诉她，主他实在是复活的，他是活的主。
After a few minutes, after we had talked together, I said to some of the leaders that they might want to talk to her a little more.
当跟他们谈了一阵之后，我告诉这里一位带领的弟兄，他们可能需要知道更多的。
To make sure that she understand about this Jesus who was alive and wanted to be her friend and partner.
为了来跟他再多讲一点，让他实在有把握，这位主他是活神，并且他愿意与我们做朋友，成为我们生命中的一部分。
Later that week, the brothers called and asked if I could meet them with the sister over here at Carl's Jr.'s.
后来我们的弟兄打电话给我，问我能不能与他们就是这位弟兄与那位女士，实际上她后来信主了，能不能一同在 Carl Jr. 我们一同坐下来谈一谈。
We sat down at a table and began to talk about this Jesus that I've been sharing with you this morning.
在桌上，我跟他分享了今天早晨我们刚才所分享的主耶稣基督的故事。
After some conversation, I looked at her and I said, "Have you confessed and believed in your heart that Jesus rose from the grave and that He died for your sins?"
当我们谈了一会儿之后，我看着他，我就问他，你是不是相信主他是复活的，并且他是为了你的罪，为了我们人的罪死了，死在十字架上。
I remember the smile that came across her face. As a matter of fact, it gives me chills to think about it this morning.
我想，当我看到他的笑脸的时候，实在也让我里面还有了一个选择，所分享的题目。
She said, "Yes, I've invited Jesus into my life."
她说：“是的，我邀请主耶稣基督进入我的生命。”
Then we had the privilege of talking about the next most important thing.
然后我们开始讲另外一件，接下来一件，最重要的事。
And that was baptism.
那就是受浸。
The baptism was a picture of the decision that she had just made.
这一个受浸实际上就是你可以看见一幅图画，就是她做了这个决定，所用一幅图画所能表明的受浸。
And it was a public testimony to her brothers and sisters before she returned to China.
那是她受浸来作为这样一个机会，来向神的众儿女们来见证她已经接受主耶稣是救主了，在她回中国之前。
Many of you were there the Sunday that we met at one of the brothers' homes.
我想我们中间的很多的弟兄姊妹那一天的那个主日的下午，都在我们弟兄我们中的一位弟兄的家里来见证他受浸。
We sang songs until I thought the roof was going to lift off of the house.
我们一同的来唱诗，甚至我感觉到好像屋顶都裂开了。
We were packed in there.
我们好像就那么聚集的很拥挤的，就是在那个屋子里。
But we were rejoicing because this sister had come into the family of God.
虽然我们人多，我们也好像挤在一块，但是我们里面实在一种喜乐，因为我们的姊妹，因为她成为基督我们家里的一员。
What a great day that was for her and for all of us who gathered together.
实在来说，对这位姊妹来说，这是何等的何等的一个值得纪念的一个日子，也实在是对我们所有的众弟兄姊妹来说。
Heaven was rejoicing and we were as well.
当我们欢喜快乐的时候，天都在欢喜快乐。
Why do we believe that Jesus is alive today?
我们为什么相信我们的主是复活，他是存活的？
We believe because the testimony of people who have invited them into their life has changed their life.
因为有人他们把主耶稣基督邀请到他们的生命中，并且在他们的生命中发生了变化。
Brothers and sisters, my prayer this morning is, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, that this would be the day that you would believe that He's alive, that He died for your sins, and He has resurrected from the grave, and He wants you to share eternity with Him.
我想如果今天早晨如果我们还不是对我们这位的这位主他那么了解的话，我愿意告诉你们，我们这位主他是存活的，他为你我的罪被钉死在十字架上，并且他复活了，他愿意成为我们的主，愿意你邀请他成为他的主。
Let me close with these words.
我想我们用这些的话语来结束。
In Christ alone, my hope is found.
唯有基督是我们的盼望。
He is my light.
他是我们的光。
My strength, my song.
是我们的力量，我们的诗歌。
The cornerstone, the solid ground.
它是我们的房角石，它是我们的根基。
Firm through the fiercest droughts.
甚至在很最干旱的时候。
And storms.
在最大的暴风雨的时候。
What heights of love.
它对我们的爱是何等的高。
What depths of peace.
它给我们里面的平安是何等的深。
When fears are settled,
当凶恶被制服
，When striving cease,
当挣扎停止
，My comforter,
我们的安慰者
，My all in all,
他是我们的一切
，Here in the love of Christ I stand.
如今我们在主的爱的里面站立
，In Christ alone He took on flesh.
唯有基督他道成肉身
fullness of God in helpless babe
在他将神的丰满在最无望的世代显明
this gift of love and righteousness
这个爱和公义的礼物
scorned by the ones he came to save
当他来到地上的时候他被藐视
So on that cross, as Jesus died,
在十字架上主被钉死
the wrath of God was satisfied.
因着他被钉死 我们的神他心满意足。
For every sin on him was laid.
因为每一个一切的众人的罪都归在他身上。
Here in the death of Christ, I live.
在主耶稣的已经被钉死，我们与他同钉死同活。
There in the ground his body lay.
在地里他身体被埋葬。
Light of the world by darkness stained.
他是在黑暗中的光明。
Then bursting forth that glorious day.
并且在荣耀的日子要显明。
Up from the grave he rose again.
他从坟墓里复活了。
He stands in victory.
他得胜了。
Sin's course has lost its grip on me.
从此罪的权势从我们的身上脱落。
For I am his and he is mine.
因为我是属他的，他也属我。
Bought with the precious blood of Christ.
被基督宝血所买回。
No guilt in life, no fear in death.
不再定罪，不再害怕。
This is the power of Christ in me.
这是主的能力在我里面。
From life's first cry to final breath.
从生下来的第一次气息一直到人生的终了。
Jesus commands my destiny.
主定规了我的前途。
No power of hell.
没有什么力量再能从地狱里来攻击我。
No shame of man.
也没有什么人再能够羞辱我。
Can ever pluck me from his hand.
没有这一切都不能把我从他的手中夺走。
Till he returns or calls me home.
直到他再来把我接回天家。
Here in the power of Christ I stand.
这里在主的能力中我站立。
Why do I believe in the resurrection?
为什么我相信基督的复活？
Because Christ makes the difference.
因为基督使一切变得不同。
He's alive.
他是生命。
Amen.
Amen.